Can we put our hands together for the living God? As Pastor Zoe, we normally ask, or we say with the look on some of us, we can tell that we are hungry. But we'll soon be rounding off this session in a short while. I want to specially thank our two speakers, Brother Edward and Brother Ebuka. In fact, it was an eye-opening session to many of us. I pray the Lord will help us as we live here in Jesus' name. Men of God, can you please rise with me as we take the prayer in Psalm 92 verse 10. Psalm chapter 92 verse 10. There's a prayer there. Please don't be tired. We are here for serious business throughout this week. We did not come for relaxation. We came for impartation. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I, Olumide Jesus David, shall be anointed with not just oil. If there is the meat in due season, it means that there should be oil in due season. We should regularly be updated. Our anointing should be upgraded regularly. Before we round up this short session, we're going to take that prayer. Lord, because I am in this conference, anoint me with fresh oil. Lord Jesus Christ, I will take that prayer. Shall we go? Lord Jesus Christ, somebody open your mouth and cry to the Lord. Because I have made that time. Because I have sacrificed a full week. Lord, let me be anointed with fresh oil. Let me go back and let there be a difference in my ministration. Let me go back and let there be a transformation in my congregation. Let me go back and begin to do ministry with ease. Anoint me with fresh oil. Man of God, are you praying? Fresh oil, oh Lord. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil in my ministration. Fresh oil for my ministry. Anoint me with fresh oil. Let me leave this ground with fresh oil. Let me go. Let them begin to ask. Is he also among the prophets? Is he also now an evangelist? Anoint me with fresh oil. Somebody pray. Talk to the Lord. Anoint my head with fresh oil. Anoint me with fresh oil. Fresh oil, oh Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we prayed. Men of God, we will soon round off. One more prayer before we go into the little topic we have. Apostle Paul said that the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. He says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirits of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Brethren, as men of God, it is not all prayers that is every enemy, every power. There are things we need from the Lord. We are going to cry to the Lord now in 1 minute. Father, because I have come to this conference, fill me with the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Somebody open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
I lift it up, Lord.
The spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Come and quench.
Let me live here another man. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. So that there will be a change, a difference in my ministry. So that there will be a difference in my life. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. In Jesus Christ's name we've prayed. God bless you. You may be seated. It's not a prayer session. Well, before we go and have our dinner, We want to look at what we have titled, Elijah, the Rapture Witness. Elijah, the Rapture Witness. Look at the screen in front of you. You can see a man ascending to heaven on chariot of fire. Elijah, the Rapture Witness. For those of us in Bright Assembly, this is nothing new. But the Bible says what? Iron sharpens iron. Just as Pastor Victor from Port Harcourt has sharpened us on the use of social media, Pastor Onyebuchi yesterday sharpened us on the need to be prepared before we go out. So we want to sharpen ourselves the more. Elijah, the Rapture Witness. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, seeing that we also are compassed about with what? With so great a cloud of witnesses. Amen. He says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Brother Abraham is fond of making a statement that God will not leave himself without a witness. Praise the living God. God will not leave himself without a witness. We are servants of God in this generation as the true fivefold ministry, because there is the false fivefold ministry. There is the false fivefold ministry. As the true ministers of righteousness in this generation, our message is about the coming of the Lord. Rapture, rapture, rapture. Praise the living God. As Pastor Moses will say, end time evangelism is not to go and tell everybody Jesus loves you or be born again. There is a message in the land. Everybody in Lagos has heard that Jesus loves them, or the reason why they must be born again. As ministers that have meat in due season, our emphasis and focus now is rapture. The goal of your ministry now is what? Rapture. If your message in this season is not to prepare the people for the rapture, then you need to go back to the preparation site. But if you are still saying, no, I don't need to go back, then it makes us know that you are not called by God. You are called by something else. If God is rounding off the program of redemption, and you say you are in partnership with God, you are a servant of God, what will you be promoting now? How can the focus of your ministry in this end time be deliverance or prosperity or healing? Problems not they finish for life. The Lord Jesus did not come for that. Those are byproducts. You cannot major on a minor. Our goal now is the rapture. But this great event that we are waiting for, the rapture, there are witnesses that have experienced it before. A witness is someone that has a first-hand knowledge of something. A witness is not somebody that will say, I hear say, them say. A witness was there. He saw it. He recorded it. He had it. He experienced it. So when we say Elijah the Rapture Witness, we are looking at a man that has been raptured before. If we want to go in the rapture, then we are trying to look at those that have gone before so that we can learn from them what made them qualify for the rapture. Praise the living God, brethren. In the Old Testament, we know that there were two men who were raptured before our time, Enoch and Elijah. But our focus today is not on Enoch. Our focus today is on Elijah. Elijah is part of this great cloud of witnesses. Let's imagine we get to heaven now and we are having a meeting with Elijah. Oh, brother Elijah, you are raptured in your generation. What can you tell us about the rapture? What made you qualify? Or what was it that happened during your own time to be taken up to heaven? Elijah stands as a witness to the rapture. Brethren, in 2 Kings chapter 2, from verse 1 to 11, that's our area of focus. Let's read 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says that, and it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind. It came to pass, when the Lord will rapture Elijah, just as it is now, it is coming to pass that the Lord will rapture the bride. But Elijah had experienced his own, and the Bible recorded it. He says, it came to pass when the Lord will rapture Elijah, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. What I want to bring out is very, very short. Another teacher would expatiate on it tomorrow, hopefully. The story we are looking at, the time has come for God to take up Elijah. But God did not just take him away just like that. God wants to take Elijah to heaven. Instead, God started him on a journey. Let's look at it again. 2 Kings 2 verse 1. The Bible said the time has come that God should take Elijah to heaven. So what is he waiting for? Why didn't he just go like that? Can we have the scripture on the screen? Why didn't he just go like that? Rather, Elijah started a journey. Praise God. I thought it's heaven that God wants to take him to. Why is he now embarking on a journey? Don't forget that this man is a witness to the rapture. Brothers and sisters, brothers, ministers, if we will be raptured in this generation, or our congregation will be raptured, we must embark on a journey like Elijah. There is a journey to be embarked upon before we can make it in the rapture. Don't bring positive confession and faith to rapture. I believe, I confess, I possess. That does not work for rapture. That doesn't work for rapture. If God will take us in the rapture, we must start a journey like Elijah. Now, let's look at it. Let's read the story so that we can understand what is going on. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Please take note of everything you read in this story. We are reading up to verse 11. And Elijah said unto Elisha, wait here, Elisha, for the Lord has sent me to where? Our ministers, are you tired? The Lord has sent me to where? Don't forget what God wanted to do. God wanted to take him to heaven. Are you with me? The Bible says the time has come for him to go. So, is God doing two things at the same time? The time has come for Elijah to be taken up into heaven by a whirlwind. And instead, God is sending him from one place to another. From Bethel, let's read on. Let's read on. And Elijah said unto Elisha, as the Lord liveth, as I saw, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Verse 3. And the sons of the prophet of Bethel came to Elisha and said unto him, do you know that your master will be taken from your head today? He said, I know it. Hold your peace. Next verse. And Elijah said unto Elisha again, I thought it is time for me to go. Wait here. The Lord has sent me to where? Another journey. Brethren, don't look at Elijah fitting yourself in the picture. There is a journey to be embarked upon if you will go in the rapture. The stories in the Bible are not just historical, they are prophetic. The Old Testament is a shadow of the new. There is nothing recorded in the Bible by accident. Even Songs of Solomon. Songs of Solomon. How many of us have ever preached from the Songs of Solomon? It's only one hand I'm seeing up. Pastor Smart, you preach once on it. Even the Songs of Solomon is a prophetic book. Nothing is there by accident. So we are not reading the history of Elijah. We are looking at a prophecy concerning the church. The time has come for you to go to heaven. Start from Giga, go to Bethel. If I'm Elijah, I'll be asking God, Oga, how far now? You say you want to take me to heaven. Why are you sending me on a journey? But Elijah was still revelated to know what God was doing. They got to Bethel. God said, leave Bethel, go to Jericho, another journey. Let's read on. Next verse, where we are. We are still reading. Verse 4, right? 2 Kings chapter 2. IT, don't yet go to Bethel. Be with us. We are still in Lagos, but we are in redemption camp. I pray thee rather, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And Elijah said, as the Lord lives, I will not leave you. They went together to Jericho. Verse 5. The prophet in Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, do you know that God wants to rapture your master today? Elisha said, I know it. Cool down. Verse 6. Elijah said unto Elisha again, wait here, please. For God has sent me to Jordan. And Elijah said, as God liveth and as thy soul live, I will not leave you. And they went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided either thither, so that they went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, this time around, did he say, wait here, God has sent me to another place? He said, now ask what I will do for you before I am taken from you. And that was when Elisha made that great prayer, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. We are still reading. And it went on. Verse 11. As they went on, verse 11. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that what happened? The heavenly chariot of fire came and parted them asunder, and Elijah went up by whirlwind into heaven. Praise the Lord. Brethren, God wants to take Elijah to heaven. And it took him through a process of 4 stages. It took him through a journey of 4 cities. It was when they got to the final one, the 4th one, that the chariot of fire descended and Elijah ascended. What is this saying to the bride of Christ in this generation? Look at the 4 cities. It started from Gilgal. The rapture did not occur there. From Gilgal. Don't forget that if you ask Elijah, where am I going to? Elijah will tell you, God is taking me to heaven. Elijah will not tell you, I am going anywhere. It was between him and Elisha. If Elijah is a man with family and children, he must have written his will that day. Called his wife and his children, you will not see me anymore. Daddy, where are you going to? Today, God is taking me home. And then he started a journey from Gilgal, as we can see on the screen, to where? Bethel. You can enlarge it. From Bethel to where? Jericho. From Jericho to Jordan. It was at the crossing of Jordan that the chariot of fire came. Why didn't the chariot of fire come at Gilgal? Why was it not taken up at Bethel? Why was it not taken up at Jericho? Some of us would have been impatient with God. If you want to take me now. Why are you sending me from here to here? But Elijah was spiritual to understand that salvation is a process. Are you with me, brethren? Salvation is a process. Nobody will go to heaven just because you say Jesus is Lord. Nobody will make it in the rapture just because you pray in the name of Jesus. Just as God took Elijah on a journey, if we will be raptured, we must go on the same journey. Somebody shouts, fire. Now I know you are with me. If we will be raptured like Elijah, we must embark on the same journey. Praise the living God. It started from Gilgal and it ended at Jordan. Now, this is not for you to go and buy visa and tickets to Israel. Please, where is Bethel? Where is Giga? Where is Jericho? Where is Jordan? Some people will go to Jerusalem and they will put a title, JP, Jerusalem Pilgrim. Then, as if the title has any spiritual what? Implication to it. You can be JP and that does not mean you are rapturable. Just like you can be GO and that does not mean you are rapturable. Praise the living God. These cities that God took Elijah through is pointing out to us the process of salvation. What we also call the four works of grace. Praise the living God. It is not coincidence that Elijah went through four cities before he could be raptured. These four cities are a type of the four works of grace. Anyone that will be raptured in this generation, we are the generation that will see the rapture. Anyone that will be raptured in this generation must go through these four cities. The Lord must take you through these four cities. You must go through this journey as Elijah did. Hallelujah. The four cities type the four works of grace. Can we see it? We've thought in time past, and we have echoed it for so long, that there are three works of grace. But through the progressiveness of revelation, it became clear that there are actually four works of grace. Praise God, brethren. We must update our revelation. Before, we used to say once saved, forever saved. Now, we say it's not once saved, forever. It's once saved, eternally saved. Those two words have different meaning. The journey of Elijah types to the bride the four works of grace. What we are seeing on the screen now. The first work of grace is what? Is revelation. Elijah was in Gilgal first. It was at Gilgal, from Gilgal, that God sent him to Bethel. Are you with me? It was from Gilgal where he was that God sent him to Bethel. You can't talk of justification if you are not yet a Christian or a believer, if you don't yet have revelation. Praise God. Now, let's break it down. Pastor Smart will be doing justice to it tomorrow. I just want to bring out a few things for us. Salvation is a process. It starts with revelation. What makes you, in your family, there are people that don't believe in Christ. There are people that don't believe in Jesus. What makes you convinced that Jesus is the way? It's revelation. You cannot explain it, but there is something about this Jesus. There is a revelation you have about this Jesus that makes you know that he is the only way to true salvation. Are you with me? It is a work of grace. It is revelation. Even the Bible says, the Lord Jesus says what? No man can come to me. Let's read it. John chapter 6 from verse 44. John chapter 6 from verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. And I'll do what? Raise him up at the last day. Next verse. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Now look at the last statement. Who will come to Jesus? Truly. Every man therefore that hath heard and at length of the Father cometh unto me. None of us was born a Christian. Even if you were born into a Christian family, it did not make you automatically a Christian. If you have genuine salvation, there is a starting point where you can trace and say, this is when I started with the Lord. You might have been brought up in a Christian home, going to church or anything. But if you truly have a true walk with God, if you are genuinely saved, you can trace back your salvation to a starting point. And that can only be brought about by a revelation that God has put in you, or God puts in you. So, brethren, the first work of grace is truly revelation. Why do you believe in Jesus? It is not yet about repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. No. If you don't yet believe in that Jesus, you will not be talking about let me baptize in his name. That thing that makes you believe is revelation. That's the first work of grace. Are you with me, pastors? If you are with me, shout fire on. And that's encouraging. It is what makes you believe in Jesus. Don't forget, on the day of Pentecost, they first received something that pricked them in their hearts before they can now ask Peter, what shall we do? What could have brought them to that estate before they ask Peter, what shall we do? That's revelation. So they must have received it first. They must go through the first stage, first revelation, before Peter can then introduce them to what? Justification. Justification is the process by which our sins are remitted and we stand before God as if we have never sinned. Justification is brought about through the process of water baptism. You come under the blood, you are justified by the blood. How you come under it is through the process of water baptism. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. That is the doctrine of justification. Then all your sins are remitted. You stand before God as if you have never sinned before. But before you get to that point where you are even concerned about justification, you must firstly have received revelation. Why will Apostle Paul make statements like, by grace are ye saved through faith? Faith is revelation. That's Ephesians 2 verse 8 or Ephesians 2 verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. Let's understand that scripture. It says, for by grace are ye saved through what? Are you seeing it? Through revelation. And that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Praise the living God. You did not walk up yourself to believing in Jesus. You heard the gospel and you believed. The same gospel you heard, another person heard it, and the person is still wallowing in sin today. So that means you received revelation. Are we together? So that is the first work of grace. When that is done, God advances us to the next step in the process of our salvation. That is what? Justification. Just as God moved Elijah from Gilgal to Bethel. Now, it is at this point that you are concerned, men and brethren. You have heard the gospel. You are convicted by the gospel. Now, justification is your response. What shall I do? Then the evangelist tells you, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Do you know that some people believe that Jesus is the way, but they will never go ahead onto the next stage? Praise God. They know that Jesus is the way, but for one reason or the other, they are not just ready to serve God. But those people will never confess or profess another religion. In fact, they can even pray in the name of Jesus. Such a person now, let masquerade appear to him in a dream pursuing him. He can stand up and start praying. But come on, let's repent and be baptized in Jesus' name and move on in this process of salvation. They'll tell you no. And there are pastors that are seated here today. You have had our teaching on water baptism. But for one reason or the other, you don't want, and you have nothing against it. You cannot prove otherwise. Because we did not preach water baptism from our article of faith. We preached it from the Bible. You cannot bring any counter scripture to say we are wrong. You have clearly seen it. But some of us are here because our church, our highly respected men of God, are not talking about it. You don't see the importance. you do not see the importance. Brethren, salvation is easy if you follow God's formula. Follow God's formula. Are you the author and finisher of our faith? Why will Jesus give a formula? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And you are watering down water baptism. You don't see the importance of it. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be, and the apostles preached it. They asked Peter, what will we do? He said, repent. Don't just repent. And be baptized in the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 16, the Philippian janitor asked Paul, what shall we do? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus with all your heart and you'll be saved. The same night, they took him and his family into the water. Don't bring another formula like David did. God said the Levites must carry the ark on their shoulder. But David designed a new way and he brought about death. If you follow another salvation formula for salvation, you will end up missing the rapture. Praise God. He said, if ye be willing and obedient. He says, to obey is what? Better than sacrifice. We are not called to reason what God has said. We are called to submit and obey. Praise the living God. After revelation, you must proceed to Bethel. Justification. But there are many people that remained in Gilgal and said, no, Father, I'm not going to Bethel with you. If you want to take me, come and take me from Gilgal. Then God is no longer the one leading you. Elijah moved on to Bethel. Brethren, justification is necessary and it is brought about by repentance and water baptism in Jesus' name. As simple as it is. Our pastors are here. See, it is not every case of deliverance that you need to go to mountain and pray 7 days. There are some simple remedy they give for some serious cases. Some people will come to counseling, for counseling in the church. Once we discover that that person has not been baptized, we say, yay. Because the power that Satan has over him has not been removed. He is not yet under the blood. So if you cast out that devil today, when the person leaves you, the devil can come back tomorrow. So how do you empower your congregation? Praise God. Let's follow God's formula, brethren. Come back to the Bible. Repent and be baptized. The doctrine of justification is a must. And brethren, by the authority of the word of God, I know that we are from different denominations. If you don't follow this formula, you will not make it in the rapture. Me, I'm preaching from the Bible. It is not by what you feel. I feel, no. You are not the one to determine God's standard. You are to submit to his standard. He says, repent and be baptized. Let's gamble. No problem. You, don't be baptized in Jesus' name. Me, let me follow what the apostles have said. We'll meet where we'll meet. We will meet where we'll meet. Whether I'll be watching you from heaven when I see you stand before the white road. God does not have double standards. He cannot give you come this way, then you come this way. Follow shortcuts. If you ever have it that way, it is not God. Pastor Yebuchi made an illustration that I love. He said, many of us are looking for Pastor Moses to lay hands on us. If you want to be like him, there were hours of studying. There are sacrifices he has made. The Pastor Moses you are admiring in his own church, the title does not belong to the pastor. The Pastor Moses you are admiring, you want his grace, you want his gift, go and look at his lifestyle first. Don't seek pastor, anoint me. Pastor, lay hand on me. Don't be more faithful than God. You bring fat offering and give him. If he can just pour oil on you, that is not the secret to his anointing. Praise God. Joshua was to continue after Moses. What did God tell him? God gave him the formula. He said, this book of the law. If you want me to be with you as I was with Moses, you must be with me as Moses was with me. That's the meaning. Are we together? Justification. Let me round up so that we can go and eat. Sorry. Let me hurry up rather. Justification. That was the next stage in Elijah's journey. But it was not enough. God still advanced him further. Elijah, yes, Lord. Move to Jericho. Another journey. Elijah knew the Lord too much to know that God has a plan. He has a program. And he moved on to Jericho. Jericho stands for us as what? Sanctification. Praise the living God. Let's quickly turn our Bible to Ezekiel chapter 36 from verse 24. So that we will understand it. Salvation is a process, brethren. And until we allow God to take us through the four stages of this process, we cannot truly say we have salvation. Now look at it. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your land. That is revelation. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. That is justification, standing before God sinless. After this, what will he do? A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you what? An heart of flesh. This is what, go back to that verse 26. This is the meaning of sanctification. A new heart and a new spirit. Now your heart can bow to the word of God. At this stage, even the Holy Ghost has not entered you. Now you are affected by the things of God. Now you can even be in the spirit. You are lost in God. You are spiritual, if I may say it that way. The seed of the word of God can be planted in your heart now and bring forth fruit. You have a new heart and a new spirit. But it is not over. Verse 27 says what? Then, I'll do what? And I will do what? Put my spirit within you. That is the last stage of this journey. That is Jordan. Are we together, brethren? This is the process for salvation. These are the four works of grace. Revelation, justification, sanctification, and glorification, or what we call the Holy Ghost baptism. If we will be raptured as Elijah was raptured, then we must travel on the same journey in Ebacton. We must travel with him. We must go through Gilgal to Bethel. From Bethel, we must move on to Jericho. From Jericho, let's leave it on the screen. We must be sure we arrive at Jordan. It was at Jordan that the chariot came. Because Christ in you is what? The hope of glory. That is the stage of Holy Ghost baptism. But the truth is, or the implication of this message is what? Many people started from Gilgal, but will not make it to Jordan. That's the implication of this message. Many will start from Gilgal. Every sincere person that is calling the name of the Lord Jesus, sincere. Every sincere person that is professing Christianity today and believes that Jesus is the way. Every sincere person, which we have millions in the denominations, every sincere person that professes Christ has reached Gilgal. They know that Jesus is the way. God speaks to them, they see visions, they pray in the name of Jesus. You can't, they are Christians. They are believers, if I may say. But that does not mean they have reached Jordan or they are yet rapturable. If you don't continue in the journey to Bethel to allow God do a work of justification upon you, forget the rapture. If you don't allow God give you a new heart and a new spirit, forget the rapture. Some people even get to Jericho. But we used to say something, that repentance is not conversion. Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ told Apostle Peter, he said, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. In Luke 22. What did he not tell him? But I've prayed for you. When thou art, hey, when you are converted, you mean Peter, you are following me. Because the Holy Ghost had not come. Peter was not yet converted. But Peter was not living in sin. But Peter was very zealous for Jesus. Up to the extent that Peter could pick up a sword to defend his master. Peter was praying for the sick. They were doing miracles. Yet the Lord Jesus said, when you are converted. So you can get to Jericho, where you think you have a new heart and a new spirit. And that is the most dangerous zone. Some of us think because our lives are holy, we think we are saved. Holiness is not the only evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There is another evidence. He said he is what? The Spirit of Truth. You're not yet getting it. What is the evidence of the Holy Ghost? We are quick to say, by their fruits we know them. It's true. But brothers and sisters, brothers rather, forgive me. You can manifest those fruits. But let's go a step further. Another evidence, and you must have all together, of the Holy Ghost is what? The truth. The Holy Ghost cannot deny his word. He is the Spirit of Truth, and he will do what? Lead you into all, he will guide you into all truth. So how can you see something from the word of God that is vindicated and confirmed from the Bible, and you are rejecting it, and you say you have the Holy Ghost? You have not reached Jordan. You might have gotten to Jericho, where you even have a new spirit and a new heart, but you have not reached Jordan. John chapter 8 verse 31. John 8 verse 31. Then Jesus said to the Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, can we have that scripture please? Then are you what? My disciples indeed. Praise the living God. We must get to Jordan if we will be raptured. So in addition to the fruit of the Spirit, if you ask me what is the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I will tell you the purpose fulfilled is the evidence. That's what pastor usually says, and I agree 100%. If you do not know the purpose of the Holy Ghost, how will you know whether you have received? You can have a new heart and a new spirit, and yet you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost. Because you can't have the Holy Ghost and deny truth. You can't. You cannot have the Holy Ghost and remain in error. It is impossible and impossible. You can't have the Holy Ghost and remain in error. So when I see people that are still caged by their denominations, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of, he said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty. There's freedom. You are thinking, what these people are teaching, these people, these bride, end time message people, what they are saying sounds true, but are we not all Christians? If you limit your salvation to, I'm living a life fine now, you are missing it. You are now bringing your own standard. Don't bring your standard. Don't bring your standard and say, at least I'm not living in sin, I'm not fornicating. And you think because of that you are saved. No. There is more to salvation. Follow God's formula. There is more to salvation. So you cannot say you have got to Jordan and then you are seeing the progressiveness of revelation and you are fighting it. You are seeing the truth of God's word and you are denying it. It is not possible. Praise the living God. It is not possible. So brethren, ministers, if we will be raptured and if the ship that God has given us will be raptured, let's embark on this journey. Can we have our journey on the screen again? Let's move from Gilgal to Bethel. Let's go from Bethel to Jericho. Let's not stop at Jericho. Let's not stop at Jericho. The chariot of fire will not descend at Jericho. Do you discover it was only at Jordan that the Bible said the waters parted hither and thither? It is until you get to Jordan that you can say once saved, eternally saved. Praise God. It is until you get to Jordan that you can be certain that you are rapturable. Ministers, don't stop at Jericho. Move on. The chariot is at Jordan. The chariot is waiting for us at Jordan. The chariot is waiting for us at Jordan. Time will fail me to bring out the other part of this message about the restoration move of God concerning the church. But the chariot is waiting for us at Jordan. And this is what we must teach to our congregation. Don't stop at Jericho. Don't just go to your church and you're preaching holiness, holiness, holiness alone. There are deeper things in the word of God. That's why I used to laugh at you people that speak of one popular man of God in worry. Because the man can shout, repent, do this, do that. Because the man can, and he's preaching water baptism in Jesus' name. Yes, he has reached Bethel. In his church, they are well dressed. He has reached Jericho. But that man, to me, is not even a pastor. He's the leader of a church and he's prophet. He has not reached Jordan. He is not an anti-message pastor. That you are preaching water baptism, even Christ Embassy, they baptize in Jesus' name. Christ Embassy. But it is only there that they reached. They did not go further. So we must. Okay, Pastor Smart is confirming it. You are baptized in Christ Embassy. You didn't even know the reason why. We must move to Jordan. And the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Can we be on our feet? Swing low. We're going to take just one prayer point. Sweet chariots coming forth to carry me home.
Sweet low.
Sweet low. Sweet chariots. We want to pray a prayer with understanding.
Coming forth to carry me.
Just one prayer point. Fire hand over. Father, let me know what you are doing in my generation and let me move with you when you move. These ones are revelated prayers. Only people that want to go to heaven understand such prayers. Let me know what is it you are doing in my time. Because in Isaiah it says, a short walk will the Lord do and they will not know it. Another time he said, these people are blind with their eyes, they are deaf in their ears. He said, God has blinded their hearts, lest they should understand. Let me know what you are doing in my generation, and help me to move with you when you move. Men of God, open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Let me know what it is you are doing, and help me to move with you when you move.
Changing me and changing you, we have gone with open heart, whole and in war. Ancient wars, ever true, strange in me and changing.
I want to know.